You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
JSE has closed its doors on the first day of the shortened trading week, so that means it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. With me today is Pietri Riedlinghuis from Herenia Capital Advisors in Cape Town, and this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Pietri, it's been a really quite a good day, I must admit, and I'm going to go through the numbers first, and you'll see why. Banks up 0.5% on the JSE, financials up 2/3, industrial shares up 1.4%, retailers up 3/4, resources up 2%. Gold shares 0.9% to the good, platinum shares 2.75% up on an index basis, and the all share a 1.3% winner, and the final price for the all share, 56,769. Dollar rand 14.44, British pound against the rand 19.12, euro rand 16.39, and the euro dollar 1.1345. Gold price up 4 to 13.06, platinum up 4 to $8.35 an ounce. The oil price, 52 cents a barrel better at 67.47 as Brent crude in London. And in the States, the Dow Jones, as we close, more or less flat. And in London, the FTSE up 0.8%. Let's just go through those shares that we mentioned on the opening this morning, if we can, Pietri, and just have a look at where they closed. Let's start with Grand Parade, if you would.
All right. Good afternoon. We'll start there. So Grand Parade ends the day 4% down, or 10 cents lower at R2.50 on about 84,000 shares traded, which is a whopping 210,000 rand.
Okay. So a fairly quiet one. Let's have a look at Ascendis Health now. Closing price, please.
Let's have a look. Closing price, R4.50, 4.6% lower on 3 million rands worth of stock traded, 671,000 shares.
Two sets of results, two bad reactions from the market. What about Sun International? Their year-end numbers came out this morning. A little bit better?
A little bit better, 1.4% higher, or 1.37, call it 1.4% higher, almost 100,000 shares traded. So total value of around 5.4 million rand traded on the day.
Bell Equipment came out with its year-end numbers, BEL the code there. Did it do anything?
I mean, not much, 22,000 shares traded, which is a grand total value of about 246,000 rand, but up 1%, so 11 cents higher on the day to close at 11 rand exactly.
You mentioned you like Advotech as a long-term hold, and it's obviously in that sort of Curo space, but not quite, doesn't quite have the glamorous rating that Curo does, although it still is, I think, on a forward PE of something like 18, 19. Advotech's results were out this morning. What did the share price do?
The share price came down by around 14 cents, or 1.13%, to close the day at 12 rand 30, traded about 5.2 million rands worth of shares, which is about 422,000 shares that exchanged on the day.
Trading statement from Hulamin Limited. This is a revised trading statement. HLM is the code. Did it do anything? Because I get the feeling that it wasn't particularly good.
Look, it's not the most liquid of shares, so it ended down around 2% on the day, 1.9% lower, but it didn't really trade much, 33,000 shares in total for the day, to close at 4.59. So not a great statement, but also not a very liquid stock. So difficult to gauge really what the market's doing, because a 2% move is not out of the norm for a stock that's this illiquid. And even looking at the historic trading range, it makes relatively large movements, 9-10 cents at a time in any case.
Okay, let's get straight into, before we get your picks of the day, that what things caught your eye. Let's have a look at the top five up and down according to ShareNet. I've got the top five as Brait, Sokol Sun, Northam, Sappi, and Anglo Platinums. Any of those come across your screen today and are of any interest to you, Pietri?
Well, Anglo Platinum is one that is of interest. I've been following Anglo Platinum, Impala Platinum, as well as Sibanye Gold relatively closely over the last couple of weeks. And that's just because I think that there's a lot of value proposition, or a lot of value to be unlocked out of these platinum miners. And we've seen colossal moves. It's actually been the strongest performing sector on the JSE for almost 2 months now. So Anglo American Platinum up, 3%, while Impala lags a little bit. It used to be the leader, but 2.02% higher. So not a bad day out of that complex. The other thing that sort of caught my eye was Naspers. Had quite a strong close as well. The move from, you know, the last traded price just before the closing auction to the actual closing auction is around a 10% a 10 rand difference. So it was quite a strong close on it, to close 2.8% up. So I think that, you know, obviously there's a little bit of anticipation in the 10 cent results coming out on Thursday. So I think, you know, this, from my side, I'll be looking a lot for gaming revenues and that kind of stuff. And if I'm right, the share price might react positively. And I think that from what we can see, the market is feeling the same at this point, but that's a bit early to tell, I suppose.
Okay, those other ones I mentioned, Brait up 5.3%, no news there as far as I can see. Soko Sun up 4.4%, Northern Platinum, bearing out what you said about the Platinum Index being a top performer amongst all the indexes, 4.3% up for Northam, Sappi up 4%. On the downside, MC Group, that's been in the positive column. Of course, that's MultiChoice, down 3.2%, Massmart down 3.1%, Pioneer Foods was up 8% on Friday, 2.75% higher, lower this morning, or rather today. Resilient, down 2.5%, and Fortress, also part of that Resilient business, down 1.75%. News there? Any news in those five?
Not that I've actually seen on the Fortress funds on the property stock sort of sector, but it is interesting that it is down. Also, actually, one of the worst performing shares or indices over the last. This is a bit of a study that I did a short while ago. Is South African listed property. So one of the trade ideas that we had here the other day was to be long of the resource index via an ETF and short of the SA, the South African listed property index via an ETF as well. So I suppose these are reacting much as they have been over the last 2 months and just continuing the trends. I didn't see any fresh news or anything that came out on any of these today.
Right, let's have a look at the rest of the week now, because the rest of the week to me is tomorrow and Wednesday. The first question I will ask you is, on Wednesday, if you had to have a position in Naspers, given the fact you can't trade it on Thursday, and of course 10¢ results coming up probably around 11, 12 o'clock on late Thursday morning, would you be long or short? You have to be long or short. This is something I'm imposing upon you.
Yeah, I would be long, and I'll tell you why. Because they've been under pressure, well, Tencent obviously has been under pressure because they've not been able to put out new games. And that's obviously hit earnings and so on. We did see a little bit a few months ago, you know, the earlier part of this year, that the regulator in China is once again allowing, you know, new games to come to market and firstly focusing on clearing up some of the backlog. So it would be interesting to see how much of that backlog has been cleared up, how many new games have come to market, and what has that done to revenue. My suspicion is that the, you know, revenues were under pressure, particularly from gaming, and the, you know, that has been baked into the price, if you could say that. And now that we have the beginnings of you know, regulatory normality, yes, in the sense that they're able to bring products to market once again, I think that we might see an upside surprise in Tencent results, which I would then bet long, basically.
Okay, so that's the one thing. Anything else that caught your eye today outside of the shares that I've mentioned from ShareNet?
Well, it's been so looking sort of more at the macro picture, the US 500 or the S&P 500 index has been under a significant resistance level for quite some time. And on Friday, it actually managed to close above that resistance level, not by much, but only just. And then futures sort of today pushed quite beyond their level as well. So on the futures index, that level is 2,823. On the spot market, that's 2,810. And we are currently trading above that. So that negates my bearishness, if I could put it that way. So the S&P 500 spot index currently at 2825. So that's about 15 points above that resistance level. And it seems as though that to me was the line of the sand. Anything there and below, stay bearish. Anything there and above, well, the probability of the market making a new all-time high is a lot greater than the probability of the market retesting the lows that we saw in December. So I've turned from a bear to a bull.
Very good.
That's basically what's happened since Friday to now.
Let's hope you're right, and I would caution you to have a look at the Boeing situation. Although Boeing is the one that influences the Dow more than the S&P, that is blowing up into something which is going to be, I think, something that's going to be with us for a long time. Will get much worse. So have a look at the close tonight on the S&P. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow, Pietri. Thanks very much for your time, both on the opening and on the 5 o'clock shadow. Pietri Riedlinghuis is from Herenia Capital Advisors in Cape Town, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with ShareNet.co.za.